We've had conversations about Miles Jack for many months now. Just really intrigued by his skill set and how he plays the game. It helped that I think our scouts had a great idea about who he was. Dave, the analysis of the tape, but also Jim Mora. You know, I coached with Coach Mora, was with him at Seattle, so I had many conversations with him about the impact that he had and the type of person he was and the player he was. So I'm just really excited about having Miles be there for us.
Do you think you'll put him at the start?
Well, I think Dave told you what linebacker, because he can. He can play Mike. He can play Will. He can play nickel situations, third down. I think Gene brought up about the ability to cover tight ends. It is. Some thought went into that as far as, especially on third down situations. So he just gives us great versatility. I think with all this, what we're looking for with this draft and the free agency is bring great competition. And then play it out, and let's see. Let's see how the roles come out. Let's see how they develop. Let's see who's ready to play. But through it all, the 11 guys that we put on the field, we should feel pretty good about.
How appealing was the idea of having Telvin Smith and Miles Jack in nickel situations?
I think that's something that we're looking at. You're always looking at having speed on the field. And that's one thing with Puz. He plays with speed just because of his knowledge and his understanding of the game. So, like I said, I think the big thing is it's competition throughout, and whoever walks out in that field, we're going to feel pretty good about.
You wanted to fix this defense here in the offseason. Now that you put it on paper, and especially third down, which was such a big problem. I mean, it's on paper, I know, but how confident are you that you guys are in the right direction?
Well, I think it's two good steps, right? We still need some, we got some draft picks that we still need to address some situations. So it's kind of very similar to some guys like a Colvin, who we felt like was a one, low two type talent that we ended up hitting on. And we just felt like really this year, addition of really three first round draft picks that didn't play last year with Dante and Jalen and Miles. So, I think, like Dave said, we got to take these chances to get better and to get this caliber player to join our other good players that we have in our locker room.
It's probably the biggest gamble you guys have made in the draft in terms of like a higher pick. More willing this year, obviously, to do that because of the situation.
Yeah, I think we did a lot of research. One of the things when we went out to UCLA and worked them out was it was a pretty vigorous workout. Maybe a different type of workout than we did with traditional linebackers. A lot of quick change direction, not a lot of rest time. Really tried to strain him, and then just to see how he would recover from it. So really felt like he did a nice job in that. Extremely competitive. Those are the things that showed up. So I think we felt better. I think, hearing from the doctors and things like that, some of the issues that arose, but like we said, we've had multiple conversations with people that are dealing with him directly and have had pretty good reports coming back.
Given where you selected a scale of 1 to 10, how would you evaluate the risk factor for you guys in this situation?
Boy, I don't know. I think how I looked at it was, here's a really good player. And the player I saw on tape and the player that I worked out, and when they say, hey, it's a strong possibility we could draft him, I was ecstatic. I was like, that's all I need to hear. The risk, they'll deal with that. I just wanted to make sure he wasn't a guy that, how much are we going to monitor it? Is it something we're going to be cautious, or are we going with the mindset to let him practice and let's go? And so I felt good about it.
Now, as a player you saw, you went out there and you've seen on tape and you're excited about it. In your wildest dreams, did you ever imagine you would pick him on Friday?
No, I didn't. He's talented, very talented player. And a mindset. I think, these guys that we're bringing in, too, the mindset, I really like that part of them, how competitive they are. They're just going to be, it's one of the things Jalen and I talked to him. He said he could feel it and just talking to our guys. And when he was here, and we just, I think we have our guys trust that we're going to bring in guys with like mindsets.
He obviously has great coverage ability. He didn't get a ton of sacks in college, but do you feel like he has that ability to be an effective blitzer?
Yeah, he didn't. They didn't bring him much, just because of his cover skill set. So, when you're out, he really is. He's all over the place now. Sometimes it takes a while to find him on tape because all of a sudden he's out covering the number one receiver, the Z receiver. He's in the slot, or he's off the edge. So, It looked to me like they were trying to utilize his skill set more, his coverage ability. But, you know, it's one thing that we'll continue to work on is, you know, ability to bring pressure. But he's got great speed.
Was there a comparison with the scouting department or in your experience? He's got such a unique sort of backstory, you know, playing running back, but also, you know, doing all these different things on defense. Is there a guy you've run across that similar?
No, you know what? He was in high school when I was up there in Seattle. You know, he played at Bellevue High. So, you know, I learned about him up there when I was there, when he was in high school. And just, you know, his athleticism, they talk so highly of him. And he was highly recruited. So, you know, to compare, that's hard, you know.
You've got all these new guys. Stuff. How do you get all these guys on the same page before you start hitting?
It's a great challenge, but a good challenge. You know, I mean, that's a challenge we welcome. And I think that the big thing for our team is, as we always talk about, it's going to be a competitive environment, and we're going to open it up to be a competitive environment, and let's see. And if you're good enough and you're doing things well, we'll find a role for you, and we'll get you on the field. No different than some of our guys. We came up with a three-down blitz package last year, and we try to, you know, get guys roles so they could play on the field. If they're deserving, we'll find a way to get them on the field. So I think our guys trust us in that.
It seems like he would have to challenge Telvins for some third down duty here. If you think Puzlezzi's a three down guy, how do you think Telvins?
Well, I think Telvins a three down too. So that's why I said we'll see how it all plays out. You know.
Do you see any chance of using Jack and Otto at all?
You know, that's what I said. I think right now we're just, you know, we're happy we got him, and we'll figure that out.